ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
Harayos Daf Dalet. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis starts off with a shtickle sugya of Asham Tale. Now, although this is a little zaitig over here in Maseches Harayos, there are a few chashav and akudas that we could take out of this Gemara, so it's kedai to go through them. The Gemara begins on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis with four different shitas ha-tanoim regarding the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if Bezdin gave a psak, and then they realized that they made a tois, and they were chazu behen, and then after they were chazer, a yachir went, and asal pihen, the Mishnah had said, Reb Shimon's shita is that you're potter from a carbon yachir. Now the brass over here has four shitas. Reb Meir holds your mechayev, a carbon yachir, Reb Shimon's poiter, Reb Elezer, Imer Safik, and Sumchis says, Toloi. Either Chayev Pater, Safik, or Tali. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Safik, which Rabbi Elazar said, or Tali, which Simcha said? They're arguing if you're Mechayev and Asham Tali. Rabbi Elazar holds your Chayev Asham Tali. That's what Safik means, your Chayev Asham Tali. Simchas, who had said it's Tali, he holds your Pater from Asham Tali. Now, the Karanoya points out that there's a Sugya Arucha in Krisus, Tav Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going down to Yud Ches, whether you're Chayev Asham Tolei by Chaticha Achas, or you need to have Shtei Chatichos. If there's one piece of meat sitting in Befanov, and you're Mesupik, and there was a Safik on this piece, if it's Chelev or a Shuman, are you Chayev Asham Tolei? Or is it the Halacha of Asham Tolei only said when there's two pieces, Chelev and Shuman, and you ate one of the two, and you're not sure which one you ate? The Gemara over there has the Machlekes Amoraim about this and a long sugya. Now, through the sugya, there's three different timeim in the Gemara why you would have to have shtei chatichos. Why shouldn't you be chayav Hashem Tala even with chatich achas? The first mahalach in the Gemara has this exeris akasa ba'alma. Since it says mitzvois, we're kurya the lashon mitzvois, lashon rabim, mitzvois is mashma two pieces, you have to have two pieces. It's an exeris akasa. The Gemara brings a second reason. The reason is because you have to have Efshar Levarer Isuroi. It has to be a matziv that it's shaykh to be Mevarer if you're over Isar or not. You have to be able to be Mevarer Acharkach. So if you have two pieces, you ate one of the pieces, it's always shaykh to be Mevarer. I did checking, bringing the second piece to a Baki, and he can look at it and tell you whether it's Chelav or Shuman. And like this, you'll know what you ate was the other one. Either Chelev or Shuman, you'll find that. So it has to be Efshar Levarer. If it's just one piece, which we weren't sure about, so now you ate it, it's gone, it's Efshar Levarer Yisurei. The Gemara brings a third and final reason, because you have to have Ikva Yisura. The Chiyav Hashem Tali is only when there's Ikva Yisura, which means there was for sure Isser here. By one piece, which is a Safik, it's a Safik, we don't know whether it was Heter or Isser. By two pieces, we know for sure there was Isser involved. There was for sure a piece of Isser sitting here. That's more of a tzad chiyuv, and only then you're chayav Hashem Tali. These are the three reasons in the Gemara and Krisos why you have to have two pieces, shtei chatichos, in order to be mechayav Hashem Tali. Now, Zakta Karanayra, Mechayra, Agama over here saying that Rebbe Lezer is mechayav Hashem Tali, and in our case of our Mishnah, we're mesupik, if the person who followed Bezdin's psak was doing it al pi Bezdin, because Bezdin was matter it before they were chayzer, or he did al pi atzma because mestama you heard about the chazara. So l'chayra, in fact, the karnera here is l'chayra like safek chatich achas. Gemara over here saying chayav Hashem Talay l'chayra, like the Gemara in Krisos, we should have to have shtei chatichos. Hakapanim, it's a sugi over there. Here is mashma even by chatich achas in mechayra. So at first the karnera wants to say that our Gemara is Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, if you look in the Gemara in Krisos, his shita is that it's enough with Chatich Achas. And also Rebbe Kiva was also brought down in our Mishnah. Rebbe Kiva says, Moidani Bazesh Ukar Vatur Menachiva, which is Mashma, he's masking to the Etzim Yisoy De Yipater. Because Rebbe Kiva over there in the Sugya of Krisos, he also holds it's enough with Chatich Achas. This is how he wants to answer the Sugya, that Be'etzim it's totally not Machlekas, but L'shitasam of Rebbe Lezer and Bekiva, they hold your mechuyev even by chaticha achas. However, the fact the Karanayra Look at the tam over there of Rabbi Nachman, the final tam, which held that the reason is because Efshel of Ikva Yisura, when it's Ikva Yisura, only then are you Mechayv Hashem Tali. On that, we don't find in the Gemara in Krisos that Rabbi Elazar argues. Rabbi Elazar argued on the first two timeim of Efshel of Vary Yisura and the tam of Mitzvahs, Ayin Sham in the Gemara in Krisos. But on the tam of Ikva Yisura, we don't find that Rabbi Elazar argues. Ve'oid, the Rambam, Paskins like the reason of Rav Nachman that the only mechayev Hashem Tali when it's ikva yisura, like the third reason in the Gemara in Krisos. And afal pikein, the Rambam over here paskins like Rabbi Elazar that yichayev Hashem Tali. Lechayra, it's a stira. Our Gemara is like haticha achas. It's not ikva yisura. So why over here are yichayev Hashem Tali? How could the Rambam paskin yichayev Hashem Tali? This is the Karnaris Kasha. And based on this Kasha, he says that we have to say that our Gemara also is considered ikva yisura. Because since you ate a piece of chaylav, even though the suffix is, did you do el apibezin or not, which is a chayla equal suffix and there's no ikva yisura, but since you vada e chaylav, if you vada e chaylav, that's considered an ikva yisura. Now the shayla is, did you do el apibezin, did you not do el apibezin, but vada eating chaylav, that is the ma'il of ikva yisura. This is what the story, the Karnar takes that Abbasugya, and that's how the Rambam Kapaskin, the Chayav Hashem Tolo, even though he holds, he need to have Shtei Chatichos, because we need to have Ikvei Sura. Now the Gemara goes on to explain Sumchas Hashita. Sumchas, we mentioned, holds Tolo, which means you're not even Mechuyev in Hashem Tolo. The Gemara says on Daftal Adam Aleph, Moshul Sumchas Lamad Over Deima, La Adam Shehevi Kapirasei Bein Hashmashes. If someone is mechuyev, let's say he was mechuyev achatos, and he brings it bein hashmashes. The din is he can only bring a korban by yoyim, and he brought it bein hashmashes, which is a safik yoyim, safik laiva. So the din is, like the Gemara, ainay mevi asham tali. You don't bring asham tali. So who had din by us, you don't bring asham tali because we don't know for sure. The Gemara says, ishoyel la'ashkech enesh de mishayle. We wouldn't have found someone that would tell him that bezin was chayzer. So he's not either mechuyev and Hashem Tali. But the mashal of the Gemara gave was if someone brings his kapara, his karban, bein hashmashos, now, so it's a safek he was yetzir's karban, the din is he's pater from Hashem Tali. That's the mashal the Gemara is saying is dumya de sumchas. Now, we find in the Rishayim three different mahalchim had explained why taka are you pater? When you bring a karban, bein hashmashos misafek, why are you taka pater? L'chayr, it's an equal safek if it was b'yayim or b'layla. So the Chayra, you should bring Hashem Tali. So Rashi over here says, the reason why you're potter is because there's no tzad chiyav ma'alya. So Rashi, because the leko lemeima shema mishach hasheicha neskapeloi. We don't see the tam that you did it balayla and it wasn't a good karban. Why? Shari bein hashmashos keheref ayin. Bein hashmashos comes so fast like the blink of an eye. Ve'ein adam ba'olam yachal amir alav. It's not shayich to be oimid exactly which second is that second of Bein Hashmashos. Frakti Masha, what does Rashi mean b'chlau? B'chayra, if Bein Hashmashos can have ayin, so we have the same suffix that maybe quickly turned into Mishach HaSheicha. It quickly came night, also keheref ayin. Why? Because Bein Hashmashos is keheref ayin, does that make the tzad of yoyim a stronger tzad than the tzad of Laila that we just say that it was Mstama brought by yoyim? If it's Karavayin, we have the same equal suffix if it was Bayim or Belayla. It doesn't matter how long Bein Hashmashos is. So the Mashal explains Rashi, that Rashi means to say that between Yoyim and Layla, that there's no mukim for a suffix. People don't get mixed up between Yoyim and Layla. That we're not choshesh b'chlal, that the person was mixed up between Yoyim and Layla. The only thing we had a suffix, only suffix we had, was that it was maybe mixed up between Yoyim and Bein Hashmashos. That is not so nicker. The difference between Yoyim and Bein Hashmashos is not so nicker, so that shayach for a person to get mixed up between. But between Yoyim and Laila, we would never get mixed up. So Rashi is saying, between Yoyim and Bein Hashmashos, since it's keheref ayin, it goes so fast, and there's no real tzad Bein Hashmashos, so mustama was b'yoyim. And we don't say it past Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Yoyim and Laila, nobody ever gets mixed up. So this is a shver pshat, but this is how the Mashal is explaining Rashi, that the reason why there's no real tzad chiyev here, because mustama was b'yoyim, because you wouldn't get mixed up by Laila, and the Bein Hashmashos is too fast, that there's a tzad that happened during Bein Hashmashos. That's the first pshat, and why L'maisa Yipater, in this mashal of Sumchis, when you bring a carbon, Bein Hashmashos. The second mahalach we find is in the Tosfos Harosh. The Tosfos Harosh, he says, the reason why we're potter is because we're hemed hadavar al chaskasai. Since it was yoim, and we're mesupik if it changed to laila before you had a chance to bring the karbon, we're hemed hayoim al chaskasai. We assume and we say it was you were makrevit by yoim because b'cheskas yoim it was yoim in stama it was still yoim b'shas you were makrevit. That's how the Tosfos Harosh explains the reason why you attack a potter. And a third mahalach we find in Rabbeinu Chananel says the svara because kehanim mazuzim him, and we could assume that they for sure were makrevit right away even when it was still yoim. So in other words, like Rashi and the Tosfos Harosh, we know when you are makrevit. You are makrevit bin Hashmashos. But because of these svaras of Rashi and the Tosfos Harosh, we say that that time has a dinyoim. Like Rashi said, because bin Hashmashos is keheref ayin, that Mstama wasn't during bin Hashmashos. Or late the Tosfos Harosh, because we say b'chatzkasai that it's still yoim. Later bin Chananel, the suffix wasn't what the time you're makrevit, what's that considered. We don't know when you're makrevit. So we say kehanim zuzim, and they must have been makrevit earlier when it was still young. Now, from all these pshatim, it's mavur that they all hold be'etzem yemechuyev and asham talei. They're giving different svaras why in this case they're not mechuyev, but be'etzem there is a makrim to be mechayev asham talei. The Keren Ora brings down a different pshat in the Gemara, and the Fidish pshat there's no makrim mechal for asham talei. He says over here it's different than everywhere else. Over here, It's a suffix kapara, not a suffix chet. Asham tali is when we have a suffix chet. A suffix, did you eat chelev or you ate shuman? A suffix chet, that's what it's a chi of asham tali. Over here, the case of the Gemara, you were vada over a chet and you were mechuyev in a carbon chatos. And you brought your chatos. And now there's a suffix if the kapara of your chatos was a good kapara. Suffix if it was miboy dyoim. Safik if it was Mishach HaSheicha, so a Safik in the Kapara, and now you're left with a Safik if you need another Chatas to be Mechaper, such a Safik, there's no Din Hashem Tali. Hashem Tali was only said on a Safik on the Chet. A Safik on a Kapara, and Mimelio B'mechoyev another Chatas, on that there's no Din Hashem Tali B'chlal. And that's what Agamar means to bring as a Mashal to Hu Adin in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah where it's a Safik if you're Toil and Bezdin or not, there also it's a Safik Kapara. Do you have the ptur of the carbon the tzibur brought? Are you part of the tzibur to have that ptur? So here also there's a vade chet with the ptur. So melo, that's why there's no pash of Hashem Tali. It's considered a safek kapara, not a safek chet. And the achrayim bring a smach to this yisoid that a safek kapara is not mechayev Hashem Tali from a tesefta in Mesechtos Krisos Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Tesefta over there says that if someone is mevi chatosoi, sofik nizak adam, sofik loy nizak, yotza. The Tosefta says if you have a sofik, if you're zorek v'dam, which is a sofik if you had a kapara, yotza, which means you don't have to bring Hashem Tali. So the pashtus, the pshat in that Tosefta is, like we're saying, because a sofik kapara doesn't have a chiv Hashem Tali. And there was a sofik kapara, it was a sofik if the zviko was a good zviko. So this is the story of the Keren Ora. That's the pshat in Sumchas that you're not mechayev Hashem Tali because a safek kapara is not mechayev Hashem Tali. Hashem Tali only comes on a safek if you did a chet. If you vada did a chet, and a safek if you got out of it. If you had a kapara, on that there's no din Hashem Tali. This is the pshat of the Keren Ora, and the Zeicher Yitzchok in Simen Nun Aleph, he says the same pshat. And he's meisif, a hezber, in what is the machlaikas lefizeh between Rebbe Lazar, who was mechayev Hashem Tali, and Sumchas, who patches you from Hashem Tali. Zakht of Itzala, they're arguing in the Yisoid, had a look at this din of our Mishnah. When you're Mesupik, if you were Toil and Bezdin or not, is that a Safik in a Chet, or is that a Safik in Kapara? Do we say that it's a Safik in Chet, because on the side you were Toil and Bezdin, the Yisoid, or Aptur, the reason why you're patted from a Karban is because you have a din of Aynis. Aynis is not a Chet that's Mechayev B'chlal a Karban. So if you were Toil and Bezdin, there's no chet bechlal. If you weren't Toil and Bezdin, there is a chet. So that's a suffik chet, not a suffik apara. That's psha in Rebbe Lezer, why he's mechayiv you Hashem Tali. There's a suffik chet, like all other cases of Hashem Tali. Mashenke in Sumchas holds, it's a suffik apara. Because the reason why you're potter, when you're Toil and Bezdin, is not because you're oynis, which there was no mechayiv bechlal. There is a mechayiv. It's just a gzeres hakasa ba'alma that you potter from a carbon. But there is a mechayiv. So there's a vade cheter. There's a vade maisa avera. The suffix is, did you have this din p'torah to pater you? That's similar to the din of suffix kapara, that over there it's not said the din of asham tali. That's how Rav Itzala wants to explain pshat in machlekes of Elazar and sumches. However, just to break this down a little, we spoke out in the previous shir on Dafkim Omer Beis, machlekes, how to understand the tam of Rav Shimon that patters from a carbon. If in this case, when you were toiling Bezdin after Bezdin was already choizer from their psak, what's the reason why you potter? We mentioned that Rashi and that in the suga on Daf Gimel Amud Beis is mavur that the pshat in Reb Shimon is because Yochid Shasa Piyaras Bezdin is potter. Toiling Bezdin is potter. That's the pshat in Reb Shimon. So lefi zeh, it's very good what Reb Itzala is saying. They're arguing in the side of the ptur of a Yochid Shasa Piyaras Bezdin. Is the reason why Yachid's potter because you're Einus, and then it's considered a suffix if there was a Chet Bechlau? Or is the reason why you're potter because there's a Gzeres HaKasev Ba'alma? Not because you're Einus, because there's a Gzeres HaKasev. And Ba'atzim, you would be Mechayiv. Just the Gzeres HaKasev is pattering you, and Memelo is considered a suffix Apara. Then it would be very good what Itzala is saying. However, we saw on the Gimel Mebeis that Tosfos over there, and the Rambam, and Rashi and Shabbos, and Kama v'Kama Mefarshim, we said the Rav and Mishnayis, all mavor that Reb Shimon holds be'alma yachid asap heras bezdin is chayiv. The Mishnah over here is a special halacha that you could be nigrar bochid basa the tzibur. Since the tzibur did it, and you're following the same psak the tzibur did, you come part of the p'tur of the tzibur. Even if they already brought their carbon, you have the p'tur of the din tzibur. Now, if you learn like this, then for sure it's a safek apara. We can't explain that Rabbi Lezer's chaylik and holds this as a safek chet because he looks at it like a tzad oynis where there was no chet bechlau. Because we're going now that you're not a oynis. A yachin is be'emes chayiv. Only if you come part of the tzibur, there's exerts a kasav v'yipater. So l'kulei alma is considered a safek kapara, not a safek chet. So we would need pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer will still be shver. This is the chayra, what we have to say. I had to explain this inyan. Now, in the Yonis Elam, in Simon Lamed Dalid, Ois Yudalid, he brings down that he asks this Shaila to the Biskarov. He asks that the Tosefta, which we mentioned, is Mavur, that Safek Kapara is Potter. And he asks them, what's Pshat in Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, which Lechayra is a Safek Kapara, not a Safek Chet, and Afa Pike in Rabbi Lezer holds Yechayv Hashem Tali. Lechayra is negative the Tosefta. This is what the Yonis Elam asked the Biskarov. And the Biskarov answered him that the pshat in the Tosefta is not because Safek Kapara doesn't have a Chiyav Hashem Tali. That's not true. Even a Safek Kapara also has a Chiyav Hashem Tali. Just like a Safek Chet, so too Safek Kapara. Both times, there's a Safek here, you have a Chiyav on you. So Memel is Mechayav Hashem Tali. The pshat in the Tosefta is a new din and a Chiddush din of Safek Kapara Lekula. Similar to what we find by Nazir, Safek Nazirus Lahakal. Here there's a din, a new din, Safik Kapara Lahakal. So if you have a Safik, if your carbon was a kosher carbon, you potter from continuing, from bringing another carbon. But it's not a din that Hashem Tali doesn't come on Safik Kapara. So in the case of the Tosefta, where you had a Safik if you were Zerik Dam or not, so over there was said this din, Safik Kapara Lekula, and you don't have to bring another carbon. Shenken in our Mishnah, in Rabbi Lezer's case, over here, you don't have the din of Safik Kapara, because here, the Safik is if you have the Ptur of Yachid, of a carbon Yachid, because you're toiling Bezdin. But there's no din Safik Kapara. So over here, you would be Chayav Hashem Tali, just like by Safik Chet, this type of Safik would also be Mechayav in Hashem Tali. Ayin Sham. Now the Gemara goes weiter, and brings down the din of the Mishnah, that Venelem Dover Veloishi Akir HaMitzvah Kula. And the Gemara brings down how exactly we dash in this din that you're not mechuyev or par helam dover on a kol aguf. You're only chayev if the psak bezin was to be mevatel mixas or lekayim mixas. But if the mevatel kol aguf, then there's no chayev of a par helam dover. Afterwards, the Gemara brings the memra from Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel that ein bezin chayovin at sheyiru bedover sheein at stuke moidim boy. A new din. Bezin's not mechuyev in a par unless it's a psak bedavash in a tzduke moedim bay. If the psak is something that the tzedukim are also moida, because it's meforish in the Torah, the tzedukim are moida to the Torah shebiksav, but not the Torah shebapeh. So if it's something that's meforish in the Torah and the tzedukim are moida by peturin, then there's no din of paralam dover. My taimo, zok the Gemara zil kari beirafu. Like we'll omit Hashem explain what this means, zil kari beirafu. But that's the memory of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. That a davar at stukim moidim boy, there's no chi of par. Now Tosfos right away asks, and divrei maskul, but davar she'en at stukim moidim, halachira. Why do you need the din of the Mishnah of kol aguf is pater and only mechuyev on bittel miksas a kiyam miksas? Halachira, every time they give a psak to be mevatel kol aguf a guf a mitzvah, that's always a davar at stukim moidim boy. So what are the two dinim? The Mishnah said a din of kol aguf lafuke is his potter, and now we're saying a din of it has to be davarsh in et stukim oidim bay. What are these two dinim? So Tosfos says the nafkamina is two cases. One case is bitoy manu sasai. Someone's ma'anat isha and has a daughter, so that daughter is not a mafurish apostle that she's asar to you. Afal pikein, so the male that stukim aren't moida. But Avopikin is considered kol aguf because it's a full parasha of bitoy manu sasai. It's like kol aguf. And memela, that's why you have to come on to the din of the Mishnah that whenever there's a psak on kol aguf, then there's no chiyuv par. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's din of a davar shat stukim moidim boy, you would also be chayiv on bitoy manu sasai because they're not moida to bitoy manu sasai because it's learned out of a drasha, gzeir shava. It's not a mefurish pasuk. Another nafkamina community Tosfos says is by aim chamav or aim chamoisai. The Isser Torah is to marry your chamoisai, isha ubita, is your wife and her mother. But your aim chamoisai, your wife's grandmother, that is no Isser in the mefurish in the Torah, and that we learn out of a drasha. So there also, so Tosfos there the tzedukim are not moida because it's learned out of a drasha. That's why we need the din of the Mishnah of whenever it's kol aguf your potter to tell you that in these cases also your potter even though the tzedukim are not moida to this halacha. And Tosfos says we have to be matchik that even though the Mishnah gave examples of something that's kol aguf of Shabbos, Nida, and Avodah Zarah, where there it's anyways a davar shat tzedukim moida by. So there anyways your potter even without the drasha of dafka, bitl miksas, v'kiya miksas, and v'loy kol aguf. So I have to say it's lav dafka, and the ikur nafkamina is only by these two cases of bitei manu sasei or eim chamav. Adkan divrei ha-Tosfos. Hakoponim is mavur and Tosfos that these two dinim are two separate dinim. There's one din, the din of the Mishnah, which is only you only chayiv a par on a bitl miksas and kiya miksas. A psak that's ikur kol aguf is not mechayiv in a par. And there's a new din of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel over here on Daf Dalid. That davar shat stukim moidim boy is not mechayiv you in a par. Two separate dinim. And the Karneiro, he asks two shtaka kashas on Tosfos. First of all, he asks Misvara. Tosfos says bitei manusasai is considered kol aguf, but it's a davar shat stukim moidim boy. Back to Karneiro, why is bitei manusasai considered being oikar kol aguf? Mechayiro, it's a prat, it's a miksas of a guf of bitei. The Torah asked bitoy, which includes bitoy minisuasai and bitoy me'anusasai, and now they're being mevatel the bitoy me'anusasai and they're keeping the din of bitoy minisuasai. So the chayyah, that should be considered bitol miksas and kiyah miksas. Why is Tosfos saying that that's considered being oiker kol aguf? That's one shayla. It's even more effective, Karenero. The Gemara in Sanhedrin by Zaken Mamre, where there also there's a din, you have to be mevatel miksas and mekayah miksas. And over there, the Gemara says lahedyo that bitei manu sasai. If the zake mamre it gives a psak on bitei manu sasai, he becomes a zake mamre. So you see mefurish that it's considered a bitel mixas and kiyam mixas. How could Tosfos say that bitei manu sasai is considered kol aguf? Mamish apella. The Gemara in Sanhedrin mamish says on this case that it's considered bitel mixas and kiyam mixas. So how could Tosfos say it's bitel kol aguf? And the Karneira brings down a Tosfos earlier. The Ramaskal Kari Bey Vanella Midover. At the end of Tosfos, Tosfos asked the Kasha that after the Gemara earlier, Buri Al Fusa, and said that the din is you only mechuyev a paran bittel mixas and kiyam mixas, how does the Gemara know that that's memayit kol aguf? Maybe you're mechuyev on both. The Gemara means to say even bittel mixas and kiyam mixas, it wasn't such a chamer dik a psak that it was being oiker an entire mitzvah. It was only bittel mixas and kiyam mixas. Afal pikein you're mechuyev. But how do we know that only there you're mechuyev and you're not mechuyev by kol aguf? How did the Gemara know to say dafka bittel mixas kiyam mixas and not kol aguf? We should say both are mechuyev. So Ayin Shom and Tosfos, how he works out the drashas, how Gemara knew to make this yafusa exactly to only be mechayev by bittel mixas or kiyam mixas and to pati you by eiker kol aguf. Now Zog the Karen Oiro, if you look at the Rambam has a whole lot of different understanding in the Gemara, and this will answer all the kashas. The Rambam is mavur, Zog the Karen Oiro, at the din of the Mishnah of Oiker Kol Aguf and Bittel Mixas Kiyam Mixas is the same din as Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, when he's saying that a Dover Shatztuke Moedim by his potter, he's coming to be Mefarish the Pshat in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Kol Aguf, that the Mishnah says you're potter from a par? Kol Aguf means something as Mefurish in the Torah. A Dover Shatztuke Moedim by. That's when you're potter. A Bittel Mixas and Kiyam Mixas means something that's not mefurish in the Torah. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is not saying a new din. He's explaining the Mishnah. And if you look in Rabbi Yonah Sami Luniel, in the Mishnah, he says the reason why Eichel Kol Aguf is Patur, Kidu Mefarish BeGemara, but Dabar Shastuk Emoidim Boy is Lil Kari BeRav. So he's saying mefurish, like the Karen Oiro is learning up in the Rambam, that the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is explaining Pshat in the Mishnah. It's not a new din. Now all the kashas that Tosfos are miyoshev kamin chaimer. Obviously, Tosfos' first kasha, what's pshat in the two different dinim? It's taka one din. And bitei man nusasay ein echanami will be bittel mixas kiyam mixas because it's not mefurish in the Torah. Not like Tosfos, he would taka be mechuyev if they give up sack on bitei man nusasay. And Tosfos' kasha that ve'ema tavayu. Tosfos asks that had the Gemara know to be memayit kol aguf. Maybe the Yafus is even Bittel Mixas and Kiyam Mixas is also Mechayev. How do we know to be Memayi Kol Aguf? Like the Karen Oiro, like the Rambam is very Geshmak. Because Bishlam like Tosfos, the Tosfos is asking that maybe the Pasuk is telling you even Bittel Mixas and Kiyam Mixas also Mechayev. Because it's a Kol Shekein. If you're Mechayev on Bittel Mixas, Kol Shekein is Mechayev on Eiker Kol Aguf because it's much more Chamer. But like the Rambam, that the reason why Kol Aguf is Potter is because Zil Koye Be'Rav, it's a Dover Shatztuk and Moedim Boy. So now, if we have a Pasuk telling you by Bittel Mixas Kiyam Mixas, we have no Makim to make a Kal Mechayman and say for sure by Eker Kol Aguf. Because we could say, maybe Dafka, by Bittel Mixas Kiyam Mixas, we're there, you don't have the Svar of Zil Koye Be'Rav. From Eker Kol Aguf, which you have a Svar of Zil Koye Be'Rav, you're going to be Potter. Tosfos only asked the Kasha because Tosfos understood that the two separate dinim, and the male effect Tosfos, if you maybe the Torah saying you even mechayev by bittel mixas and kiyam mixas and kol shekein kol aguf, we have no reason to say kol aguf should be worse. But like the Rambam, we have a reason to say that it should be worse. The reason why kol aguf is worse is because you have a chesaron of zil kari beirav, because zil kari beirav is gufa the chesaron of the Mishnah. This is the Karnera's shtickel being masber. All the Tosfos is kashos lefi the story of the Rambam that these two sugyos are really one big sugya. However, the Karen Oiro says that loy the Rambam is shver the Gemara on Amid Beis. The Gemara on Amid Beis on the top of the Amid says Boy Rav Yosef. If Beis Din says ein charisha b'Shabbos mahu, the Gemara declares the shayla if you say ein charisha b'Shabbos, which is one of the lametas malachas of Shabbos. So if they mevatel one malacha, does that have a din of kol aguf? Or does that have a din of bittel mixas, kiyam mixas? That's Rav Yosef Shaila. Now zok the Karen Oiro, bishlam alay teisves. So there's a new din of mixas and kol aguf. So we understand the Shaila had to look at one of the obvious malachas of Shabbos. Do we look at it like a zach b'fnei atzmoy? And memela it's kol aguf. The entire malacha, they were uprooted. Or no, we look at the entire Shabbos as one unit, and they were only mevatel mixas one malacha out of the entire unit of lametes malachas. So then it's very understood the machleika. Then it's very good the shaila of Rabbi Yosef. However, like the Rambam, that kol aguf and bittel mixas kiyam mixas just means if it's mefurish batoira or it's not mefurish batoira, what's a vesiv shaylo? If harisha is mefurish batoira, then it's considered kalaguf and you're potter. If it's not, then you're mechoyev. It's considered bitul miksas v'kei miksas. Where's the makam for the shaylo? In other words, there's machlekes by harisha if had a dash on the psukim if it's mefurish or not. But there's no makam for a shaylo. If you hold that becharish of akotzer tishbois is referring to Shabbos, so then it's considered mefurish and it's kolak gof and yipater. If it's talking about Shemitah and it's not talking about Shabbos, so there's no pasuk with Shabbos, it's not mefurish, so then you'll be mechoyev. Where's the makam for the shayla? So to Karenero, we have to say l'das Rambam that Rabbi Yosef on Amid Beis is taka chaylik on Shmuel. Shmuel reviewed Amid Shmuel on Amid Aleph. He's saying pshat in the Mishnah that the chaylik between kolak gof and bitl miksas and kiyam miksas is gufa davar shat tzedukah moedim boi or not. Something that's tzedukah moedim boi and it's mefurish batoira is considered kolak guf. Davar shat tzedukah moedim boi and it's not mefurish batoira is considered bitl miksas and kiyam miksas. That's pshat and shmuel. But Rav Yosef, he argues and he holds that the din of the Mishnah is a din exerts a kasa ba'alma, that when it's kolak guf, your potter, nothing to do with if it's mefurish and the davar shat tzedukah moedim boi. It's tam a din ba'alma. So Mimela, that's a suffix by Harisha, if that's considered kolagof or not. But this is, the Karenera is coming out, that it ends up over here, Machlekes, Shmuel, and Rav Yosef had to explain the Mishnah. Now getting back to the Gemara said that the reason why your potter, b'dovash had stuke moedim boy, is because zil kori be'ravu. Now what's pshat in this time of zil kori be'ravu? So Rabbi Nechananel, he says the pshat is because the bezdin, the dayanim, einon ruyin lahira, shahoya lahem lomayt. Since the dayanim should have known this din, should have known it's a mefurish pasuk. So if they didn't know this din, they're einon bnei hayra. They're not ruy for hayra. So memela it's felt it doesn't. It's missing in the Torah's psak. It doesn't have a din psak that could be mechayev mepar. To such, which where the dayanim weren't really to be dayanim, that's where Ben Chananel's mashma. The Rambam, both in Yad and in Pirush Mishnayis, he says a different nusach. He says zil kari be'rav and memelo ein zu shigigas hayra ela shikha. It's not a psak from Bezdin. It's a shikha. They forgot. In other words, not a chesar and mitzad. The dayanim aren't really, but it doesn't have a din psak. It's as if they just said it by forgetting the halachos. It only has a dim sack if they're saying it when they're remembering the halachos and their taka have a basis to what they're saying. That's what the Rama's mashmo. And Rashi over here has a shtikol stira mashmo is what the reason why he potter is. Rashi starts off in Divrei Maskil Ein Bezdin Chayovin. He says the loy havi hayra me'alya. It's not a hayra me'alya. It's mashmo to chesaron mitzad hayra. But Rashi in Divrei Maskil Zul Kari Be'Ravu, he says the kivon the efshar loy lumoid v'leida loy have a shegig me'alya. Rashi over there is mashmo a shtickle that it's mitzad the person who listened to Bezdin, not a chesaron with the hayra, not a chesaron in Bezdin. The chesaron in the person who listened to Bezdin, you don't have it in shegig because you also everyone ganz klal yisrael should know this din. It's a mefurish pasuk zil kari be'rav, and I don't have a din of being toil in Bezdin if I did something that was pashut, it was aser. So it's not a chasarin in Bezdin. It's not a chasarin in their psak. It's a chasarin mitzad the person who did the avera. That's what the second Rashi is mashma. But the first Rashi says lo yavera me'alnya. He's mashma to chasarin in the hayra. So the chari have to be matzik the second Rashi and say what Rashi means is the lehav. He says the kibun efshalay lumoid v'leid the lehav is shaygig. He means that it's a chesaron mitzad the psak of Bezdin because Bezdin should have learned the halacha, and Mamela it's not a shegig because it doesn't have a shegig based on the psak. You have to be matrik Rashi. Ayin, but in the Mari Kurkus, he's also matrik Rashi. So that's what we have to say. So with Elulei this pshat, we have Rabbi Nachmanel's pshat that the dayanim aren't roy, and we have the Rambam's pshat that it's not considered a psak; it's considered a shikha. Bezdin just forgot the halachas. These are the two pshatim we have in Zil Kari Be'Rav. Now there could be a nafkamina between these reasons, because the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara asks kashos from the Mishnah, from all three cases of our Mishnah, from Nida, from Shabbos and from Avodah Zarah, that all those cases are l'chayra davash hatzduke ma'idim bay. And the Gemara answers each one with different terutzim. Chazanish over here asks a shtake kasha. In fact, there, even after the Gemara's terutzim, all the terutzim that we found cases that the tzduke ma'idim ma'idim bay, in fact, the Chazanish, by the Rayas, there's a din, or Isser, or Lav in the Torah, which is Pashtos, the Rev Paiskim, or Isser the Raisa, Le Sikrivu, and the Galis Erva, there's a Lav Le Sikrivu, a Kreva Le Rais is Osir Menat Torah. So even if we found a case, the Mashal, the Gemara says, Shaloi Kedarka, is considered a Davash in Hatztukim Oidim Boi, in fact, the Chazanish, that's besides for the Isser Bia, that we took care of the problem in its tukim by the boy. There's another issa of the sikr vulegalis erva. There's the issa krev alarayis. The choyras, the issa krev alarayis, that's a dover mefurish batayra. It's a dover shas tukim by the boy. So how's the Gemara going to answer this pasuk? This pasuk, the choyras, the dover shas tukim by the boy. And Bezdin, their psak that your mutter to this isha, the choyras was all being matter this issa of krev alarayis. And in fact, the Chazanish, we could ask the same kasha as well on Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks from Avodah Zarah that it's a davar shatzukim oidim boy, and the Gemara gives terutzim and finds cases that it's not a davar shatzukim oidim boy. For example, the Gemara says by shtacha v'shaloi kedarka, or the other teretz, b'li pisha yadayim v'reklayim. In fact, the Chazanish, by Avodah Zarah, besides the iser ikr iser Avodah Zarah, there's also an iser of being mechabir Avodah Zarah. And it's Isser Medereisa. There's no Chiyah Misa on it, but it's Isser Medereisa. Now, if the Beth and Paskin, that it's Mutter to do this Avodah Zarah, the Chayra, it's a Dover Tzatzuk and Moedin Boy on the Isser of being Mechabed Avodah Zarah. This is the Kasha of the Chazanish. The Chazanish wants to say, Yesod, that Einachanami, even though it's Taka or Dover Tzatzuk and Moedin Boy, Afa Pikain, you're still Mechayv a Par. Because this klal that we have, that a davash atztuk and moideboy, there's no chiyav par, it's only the chiyav par on a davash in atztuk and moideboy, that's only on the ikar avera, what's mechayav the par. On the avera of karis, the avera that's mechayav the par, that avera can be davash atztuk and moideboy. The chiyav avodah zarah mamish, the chiyav of arayas mamish, that's where we need that it can't be a davash atztuk and moideboy. But on zaitege isurim, to be over this lab, there's other isurim involved, but that's not what's mechayiv the par. There it doesn't matter if it's a davar shatzuk and moedim bay. This is what the Chazanish wants to take out of the sugya, a tremendous yesod, a shveri yesod. And even though there is a aspect over here which is davar shatzuk and moedim bay, afal pikein, you can still be mechayiv in a par. Now, l'chayra, the yesod of the Chazanish, when he's being miyasid over here, the Chayra should be Tali in the two timing we mentioned from Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Because if we understand, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that the reason why your potter by a davar shatzuk and moedim is because the dayanim are not roi, the enim ri and nias dayanim, the Chayra, who are then over here? If there's another Isser involved, which is a davar shatzuk and moedim boy, the inviter enim ri and nias dayanim. Even though that's not what's mechayiv the par, but the dayanim are ainan ruyan liyas dayanim. So l'chera, the Chazanish Shah wouldn't stim like the way the Rabbeinu Chananel's mazber. However, like the way the Rambam's mazber, then it's good. Because the Rambam's saying it's not a chasarin in the dayanim. It's a chasarin in having a shame, a hayra from Bezdin. It's not a hayra, it's a shikha. Bezdin forgot Allah, it doesn't have a din hayra. So then we could say that if klapi, what's mechayiv the par, Kabi was mechayiv the par, that was the oira, because that was a davash enat stukim oidim boy. Even though different parts might have been davash had stukim oidim boy, but that doesn't take away from the shem oira, Kabi and the ikra avira, that's mechayiv the par. Then we can understand this big chiddush of the Chazanish. Later ben Chananel, where it's a chasarin in the dayanim, the choira, it's vaiter chasarin, even when it's on a zaitig and nekuda, it's not the isra that's mechayiv the par itself. Now the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid asks the Kasha from the Mishnah that says, Yesh Avodis Kachovim Batoira, Aval Mishtacha Vepater. In fact, the Gemara, L'chayra, it's a Dovash Hatzduk and Moedim Boy, because it's a Mefurish Apostolic, with Mishtacha Vel El Acher. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. The first terutz, the Gemara says, is the Amri ki asira shtachava kedarko. Avosoloi kedarko shayo. The stukim hold shtachava is only asr where it's the derech to do the avodah zarah with the shtachava. But avodah zarah, which the derech of avodah of being oivede is a different way. Like Rashi says, for example, pa'or or makulis, where over there there were different nefanim had to be over the avodah zarah. So there, the tzukim hold that if you do a shtachava, there's no iser. And for real, the Chazal dashin that there is an iser because there's four avodahs, which are the avodahs that are done with shemayim. These avodahs are aser on any avodah zarah in any oifen, even if it's shaloi darka. Only on other avodahs, which are not avodahs that are done with shemayim, those avodahs are only over if the derech that the goyim do to their avodah zarah. But ashtachava, which is one of the avodahs that you do the shemayim, there we're taka mechayiv you, even though it's not the derech of that avodah zarah. The tzukim don't hold to this drasha. That's the Gemara's first teretz. Now the Chazanish over here, he asks the kasha. Now the Chayra, this should be tully in the boy of Rabbi Yosef on Amud Beis. We already mentioned Rabbi Yosef had a shaila. If the Bezdin paskin on Harisha, or one of the obvious melachas on Shabbos, is that considered kol aguf because they were being paskining neged a full melacha of Shabbos? Or do we look at as a bitul mixas kim mixas because we look at the entire Shabbos as one big unit of lametes melachos, and Bezdin were only being oiker in one melacha, which is only a mixas of all lametes melachos. So at the Chazanish L'chayra, the same shaila is also over here by Avodah Zarah. Where over here there's one klolius tikkur isra of Avodah Zarah, which is, includes all different eifana being oivid, and Bezdin was oiker one eifin of eshtachava. They held that the tzukim held, like they held like the tzukim that a shtachava is mutter. When it's not the derech, it's mutter. So they're being oiker one type of avodah zarah from all the avodah zarahs. So the chayrus back to chalinish, this should be totally in the shaila of Rabbi Yosef. And here it's mashma, it's considered a davar bitul mixas and ki mixas, and it's davar she'en tzukim by the boy. And Rashi and Amud Beis by the boy of Rabbi Yosef over there, the Gemara asks also a raya from a case of avodah zarah, and the Gemara says the teretz is kedeshanyan, just like we answer by our Gemara Named Aleph. You have the same teretz for the Gemara Named Beis, and over there Rashi says in that shayla gufa he brings down our teretz. The kedeshanyan zograsi deshtacham v'shaloi kedaiko shaya. So Rashi is mefurish that our Gemara that holds that you're mechoyev is even on the tzad on Amud Beis that you're potter. Even if by Harisha it's considered kol aguf, afal pikein, by yishtachava you're going to be mechoyev. What's pshat? Chayra, the Chazanish's kasha is shver. So I saw a teretz brought down, apir gemara in Sanhedrin and daf samach gimel. The gemara in Sanhedrin daf samach gimel has two psukim on the isra yishtachava. And the gemara dashins, chad, one of the psukim is lekidarko ushaloi kidarko. The chad and the second pasuk is the shaloi kedarko, and Rashi over there explains that kedarko and shaloi kedarko means avodah zarah that the derech avodah is a derech kavod. Mashein kein the second pasuk, which is the shaloi kedarko, means derech bezoyin. So in other words, there's mavur in that gemara that even when it's shaloi kedarko, it's not the derech avodah to do it in the oifen of a shtachava. Afapikin is a chilek of kedarka, which means derech kavod. If the avodah zarah was the normal way is the derech kavod, that's one pasuk that if you're mishtachav you're mechoyev. And we need a second pasuk that avodah zarah, which is the derech avodah bezayin, they're also mishtachav as mechayev. So that can be pshat in Agamara. When Agamara over here says kedarka and shaloi kedarka, kedarka means when it's derech kavod, and shaloi kedarka means when it's a derech mezayin. So the tzukim say ki asir shtachava kedarka means on shaloi kedarka, but the shaloi kedarka is a derech kedarka. The derech is a derech kavod. Mashenkein shaloi kedarka, which means that the shaloi kedarka was shaloi kedarka, which is a derech mezayin. Then the tzukim held that it's mutter. They don't hold to that second pasuk the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshins. And Be'emes, the Be'er Sheva is medayik like this in Rashi Be'os, because Rashi Be'os says Rashi is two examples of shalikadarka or pa'or and makulis. These two avodah zarahs are the avodah zarahs that you over derech b'zayin. So zaktachat the Be'er Sheva that it's mashman Rashi that the only time that stukim held near potter is only when you're mishtachavet to something which is a b'zayin. And that's like we're saying that's what our Gemara means by shalikadarka. And kidarka that they hold your mechoyev is even when it's shaloi kedarko. It's not the normal way to be oved avodah zarah, but al kabanim it's kedarko. In other words, it's derech kavod. So b'meila, now it's miyoshev l'chazan shes kasha, because here it's a pasha to mixas, a bitl mixas v'kiyam mixas, because in ishtach avagufa, they hold you're only over if you do it on a avodah zarah where the derech avodah is derech kavod, and not an avodah zarah where the derech is derech bizoyin. The Gemara brings the second teretz. V'bayis ema the amri hashtacha v'gufa kedarka hu da'aser. The ispa pisha yadayim v'reglayim hashtacha v'adales pisha yadayim v'reglayim ishayo. That the bezim was matter of hashtacha without pisha yadayim v'reglayim, and the oilam that's aser. And the minchas chinuch and mitzvah chaf ches brings down the Rambam and perek vav mehilchas avayda zara halacha ches. The Rambam over there says that the Isra Hashtachava L'Avodah Zarah is even Hashtachava B'loi Pisha Yodayim V'Raglayim. That's also Nichlal N'Isra Hashtachava, and if someone is Hashtachava even without Pisha Yodayim V'Raglayim, he's Chayev Skilo. Now, Freitim Minchas Chinuch, Mehechet Tesi, what's the Makar for the Rambam? Where did the Rambam learn this din that Yimachuyev even by Hashtachava B'loi Pisha Yodayim V'Raglayim? And Freitim Minchas Chinuch, even more, there's a sugya mefurish in Megillah daf chav beis amud beis, le'inyan the iser of being mishtachave on even maskus, now let it be mishtachave on avonim, and the gemara over there says what's mishtachave, and the gemara says dafko bepishi yadayim v'raglayim. So we have a lehedya the gemara le'inyan the iser of being mishtachave on even maskus that it's only iser mishtachave bepishi yadayim v'raglayim. So where the Rambam get this din that legabi avodah zarah you mechayev skila on a shtachava even without pisha yodayim v'raglayim? What's the makar and the chara? We find in other dinim that it's dafka b'pisha yodayim v'raglayim. So like the Menachas Chinuch, the makar for the Rambam is our Gemara, because our Gemara is saying that Bezdin was being paskening on something on a davar she'en hatzdukim by the boy, which was a psak of being mishtachava b'loy pisha yodayim v'raglayim. And the Gemara's mavor that Bezdin made a tois. The psak was wrong, and the oilam mishtachav is aser even bepisha yadayim v'raglayim. So this is where the Rambam got it from, that al kachach the iser shtachav al avodah zarah is different than the iser shtachav al evin maskus. And over here by avodah zarah, it's mafurish in the Gemara that you over even without pisha yadayim v'raglayim. Hazoy zakt minchas chinuch, but zakt the minchas chinuch. L'chayra, we could be medayik from the Gemara, not like the Rambam. Because the Gemara says that the tzdukim are moide, that ishtachave gufa kidarka hu da'aser. The Gemara says that tzdukim are moide, kidarka it's aser, by pisha yadayim reglayim, but without pisha yadayim reglayim is mutter. Now what's this lashon of kidarka? The Gemara should have just said that the isra of being mishtachave tavay dezara, even if it's shaloi kidarka, is only aser, by pisha yadayim reglayim, and not without pisha yadayim reglayim. What's the lashon kedarko? Zokta min chaschanoch, the Gemara's mashma, kedarko means that the derech and the normal way of being oved this avodah zarah is by being mishtachaveh even without pisha yadayim reglayim. Kedarko is even without the pisha yadayim reglayim. And afal pikein that stukim hold that whenever the avodah is mishtachaveh, even if that's the derech, there's exeris a custom that a shtachava requires pisha yadayim v'raglayim. And even though you're being oived mamish the derech that the goyim are oived avodah zarah, but since by a shtachava you need pisha yadayim v'raglayim, and you didn't do a shtachava, you didn't do it with pisha yadayim v'raglayim, so you're going to be potter. That's l'chay what the Gemara is mavor. So zakta min chaschinach, if this is the pshat in the Gemara, that we're talking about where the derech avodah is, believe pisha yadayim v'raglayim, and afal pikein stukim hold, you're only chayiv if you're oived with pisha yadayim reglayim. So like the Menachas Chinuch, the Rambam doesn't have a makar from our Gemara, because our Gemara is only talking about where the derech is b'li pishat yodayim reglayim, and over there Beis Din was wrong and the tzdukim are wrong, and there you're mechuyev even b'loy pishat yodayim reglayim, but that could be because it's kedarko, that's the normal way of being oved. But when we want to be mechayev you for a shtachave on an avoida where the derech is not through a shtachave, where the avoid derech on the avoida is another way of being oved it, and you did a shtachave b'li pishat yodayim reglayim, l'chayev we don't have a mekar to be mechayev you. Because our Gemara is only mechayev because that's the derech to be oivir b'shtachav b'loy pish yodayim reglayim. Hazoy zog to Menachsonach, and he ends off. Avo ma ese, da Rambam tofas laze, the davar barer, that you chayev b'loy pish yodayim reglayim. And even when it's not the derech avoida, you're always the chayev b'shtachav afilu b'loy pish yodayim reglayim. Zog to Menachsonach, o batla daiti negdom. Now if you look in the side of the Yisvar Mahadu Gemara, they bring on the word kedarko, they bring down that the Chazon Ish was geiris shaloi kedarko, and they bring down more that Rabbi Chananel, the Rosh, and the Tashbats aren't geiris these words b'chlal. So it could be that the Rambam was going with this pshat of the Chazon Ish, or the geiris of the Chazon Ish, or these other geirsois that didn't have the geiris of kedarko, and immediately was moitzi from this Gemara that all the shtachavas are always over. The Chazon Ish gives another svara how you can be mefarish the Gemara. When the Gemara says the shtachav gufa kedarko d'aser, kedarko doesn't mean like the Gemara just said previously that it's the derech and normal way of doing avodah zara to this avodah zara. Kedarko over here means that it's a normal shtachav, which means a full shtachav with pishi yadayim reglayim. Now, kapanim uchayra loy derama, we're gonna have to say one of these terutzim and learn how Gemara is really talking about avodah of a shtachav. Even on Avodah Zarah of Shaloi Kedarko. Now the Gemara Vayitar on Amud Beis brings down the Shaila of Boy Rav Yosef, what's the din of Ein Charisha B'Shabbos? If Beis Din Paskins Ein Charisha B'Shabbos, and who are din any one of the Avos Malachos, does that have a din of being Oiker Kol HaGuf, or a Bitl Miksas, Nekiyah Miksas? Now Rashi, Tosfos, the Tosfos HaRosh, they're all bothered by L'Chayra, Shmuel said on Amud Aleph, B'Davar Shatztukim Oidim Boy, there's no Chiv. Bezin's not chayiv on the davar shatztukim oidim by something that's mefurish b'Torah. So what's the Gemara clarifying over here? If it's kol aguf or it's miksas aguf, either way, it's a mefurish pasuk. Harisha is mefurish in the Torah. So l'chayra it's a davar shatztukim oidim by. Now Tosfos and the Mashmoy Zerashi, Ayin and the Mashal, they say that in a chanami, Rabbi Yosef didn't really mean to ask from Harisha, which is a mefurish pasuk. He just said over the first one of the Avos Malachos, but his Ikar Shaila was by the other Avos Malachos, where there, it's not Mefurish in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say straight out which Malachos are Aser. So that's where we're clearing, that's a Davar Sheein Hatzdukah Moed. By now, the Gemara is having a Shaila. Is it Kol HaGuf or a Bitl Miksas V'Kiyah Miksas? The Tosfos HaRosh, he says that Rabbi Yosef over here is Chelek on Shmuel. Shmuel said, and you need the davar she'en atzukim oidim boy. Rav Yosef over here is chaylik, and he's mechayiv you even if it's a davar she'atzukim oidim boy. His whole shayla is maybe it's being oiker kol aguf, and when you're oiker kol aguf, you're not mechayiv. But on davar she'atzukim oidim boy, he's chaylik. Now we mentioned previously the Rambam Shita, how the Karen Oira learned the Rambam on Am Aleph, that the Rambam holds the din of Shmuel, that you need a davar she'en atzukim oidim boy, is a pirish in the Mishnah. It's not a new din. It's a pirish of the din of the Mishnah that you need an akira, the miksas, the kiyam miksas, and being oiker kol aguf is potter. The reason is because davar shatztukim oidim boy, which is zil koyi beirav, is potter. It's all one din. And the Karen Ari said that we have to say like the Rambam that this Gemara of Rav Yosef is choylik on Shmuel, and he holds that it's not one din. The din of the Mishnah of being oiker kol aguf is not the way Shmuel understood because it's a davar shatztukim oidim boy. He owns, it's exeris akasiv, that on kol aguf yipater. Even if it's not mefurish b'Torah, even if it's not davar shatztukim oidim boy, afal pikein on kol aguf yipater. That's what we have to say, the Karen Oira. Because otherwise there's no mokim for a shayla by Harisha. If you hold that Harisha is mefurish in the Torah, then it's a davar shatztukim oidim boy, it's kol aguf. And if not, then not. There wouldn't be a mokim for a shayla. So the fee in the Karen Oira and the fee the Rambam, it's also Miyushev Taisis Kasha. That's why we don't care over Davish Hashtuk Amayim because Rav Yosef Taka Chelik, like the Taisis Arash says, but that's how the Karen Oira is learning the Rambam as well. Now, the fee is that we can answer another Shiloh. Because the Rambam over here, on this Shiloh of Rav Yosef, he paskins that if Bezin was Oikra Av Melocha Batayra, the bezin's chayiv in a carbon. And the Kesa Mishnah is matmiya. Why the Rambam paskim yechayiv? The Gemara was never pushed at the shayla. The Gemara left with the iboyi. And anytime we have a safik, we should go lekula. Because it's a shayla chulin bazara. You can't bring a carbon mi safik. So why the Rambam paskim that yechayiv? As I fact, the Kesa Mishnah. And the Lecha Mishnah over there, he says the teretz that the Rambam was soymich on the next iboyi of the Gemara. Reb Zeira has a shayla. If Bezin paskins in Shabbos b'Shvius mahu, if they paskin the year of Shvius, there's no halachas of Shabbos. What is that considered oikir kol aguf or bittul mikzvas v'kiyum mikzvas? And on that, the Gemara was poshet that it's considered a bittul mikzvas v'kiyum mikzvas. So zokta yalecha mishnah, the Rambam held that the two iboyis are really all one. Reb Yosef shayla if they're oikir charisha, a full av melacha, and Reb Zeira shayla if they're oikir a year. That there's no Shabbos during the year of Shemitah, that's really all the same Yisoyed HaShayla. And the Gemara was pushing on the second Shayla that you're Mechoyev, so the Rambam held Huadin on the first Shayla. Now this is L'chayra very shver, because the Rambam doesn't bring down the boy of Reb Zeira Bechlal. The L'chamishna himself is Ma'ir of this. But the Rambam doesn't bring down the boy Bechlal. L'chayra, he should have brought down the boy and said over there also, Yechayev, if they say in Shabbos b'Shvius, why didn't he bring down the Iboi b'chlal? Va'oid, the Lecha Mishnah's naming on, he's learning that the two Iboi's are shoven. They're equal Sveikas, and that's why we can be Pesha from one to another. If you look in the Rosh on the side of the Gemara, when he's Mefarish Reb Zeira Shaila, the Rosh says, Boy Reb Zeira, in Tim Saloima, in Charisha b'Shabbos. The Rosh explains Reb Zeira Shaila, Alatzad imtim saloima of Rabbi Yosef Shailah, that if over there you're potter because it's considered kol aguf, maybe ein Shabbos b'shvius is more of a tzad to say that it's a bitl mixas v'kiyum mixas. So you see Mefurish and the Rosh, not like the Lecha Mishnah, you see Mefurish and the Rosh, and that they're two separate boys, and we can't be pushed one from another. So it comes back Shver, the Kesa Mishnah Shailah, why the Rambam paskin yuchayovin l'chayro, Rav Yosef Shailo was the boy of the Leif Shita. The Gemara didn't answer it. So Lafi the Karanayro, it comes out very good. We could say that the Gemara over here argues on Shmuel and Amid Aleph. Rav Yosef Shailo is a Shailo only Lidvarov, but Shmuel and Amid Aleph is Chaylik. And the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel, that it's all Tali if it's Mefurish Batayra or not. So Memela over here by Ein Charisha b'Shabbos, the Rambam holds a Chayiv because he holds Charisha is not Mefurish Batayra. So even there's no Makan for a Suffolk, even if it's considered Kol Aguf, but Kol Aguf means if it's Mefurish Batayra or not, and this is not Mefurish Batayra, and that's why it doesn't bring the Shail of Reb Zeira Bechlal of Ein Shabbos b'Shvius, because Shabbos b'Shvius is not Mefurish Batayra. And Memela it's Pasha you're going to be Mechayiv like Shmuel said on Amid Aleph, anything that's not Mefurish Batayra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.